Air Vice Marshal Lucky Ararere says each fighter who terms himself in during the two-month disarmament and demobilization program will receive a stipend of about $450 per month to cover food and living expenses. Thereafter, they will undergo a reintegration process for an unspecified period of time. Marshal Ararere says up to 10,000 militants in a troubled Niger Delta could benefit from the amnesty.
We are working on something in the region of about 10,000 ex-militants. So if you compute 20,000 naira per month, if you multiply that by 10,000, we'll be talking of billions. 1,005 per day for the per person. Initially, for the DDR program, it's for 2 months. For DD, that is the disarmament and demobilization part of the program, will last 60 days. Now, thereafter, the reintegration program is indeterminate.
A leading militant group in the Niger Delta this week announced a 60-day ceasefire and said it was open to talks with the government. President Umar Yar'Adua declared an amnesty program for militants in a bid to end attacks that have crippled the country's oil industry. The amnesty runs from August 6th to October 4th for all those who are prepared to lay down their arms and renounce violence. The government sees the amnesty as the first step in a process to bring peace to the oil-rich region. Air Vice Marshal Ararere says some militants have accepted the amnesty and several more are expected to join.
Well, a few, I don't have the exact number, a few have given up their weapons in Akwa Ibom, in River State, and in Warri. We are in contact with some groups that are ready to surrender, and a group claimed to have about 350 people. We have not completed our discussions with them. Basically, those are the ones I will say. I can give you exact figures, but the ones that we have discussed with, that we are in contact with, I think the population is much larger than what I have just said.
Violence in the Niger Delta in the past 3.5 years has cost Nigeria billions of dollars in revenue. President Yar'Adua has been under pressure since coming into office 2 years ago to address the instability. The militants say they are fighting for a fairer share of the region's oil wealth, but criminal gangs are profiting from the anarchy. Analysts predict stability will only return to the oil region when the government addresses long-standing grievances such as pollution, underdevelopment, and corruption. Gilberta Castor for VOA Knowns, Abuja. Gilberta Castor for VOA Knowns, Abuja.